Yeah, come over as soon as you can, Viv. I want to hear all about the trip, and of course we're dying to meet Arthur's grandson. Oh, Philip, honey, stop eating those cookies. I'm making a hot cocoa, and I just made a fresh batch of cookies, so we can have a little party when you get over here. Oh, yeah, and tell Arthur not to worry. I will give his grandson the same love I give my own grandson. Philip, reach for one more cookie, I'll break your arm.
It's a big deal.
Well, if you're not careful, you will get cookie breath, and no one will ever want to kiss you.
Do you think it's a good idea to lie to a young person about something as psychologically sensitive as expressing affection during the sexually formative years?
What are you reading?
Psychology Tomorrow for Kids Today.
Oh, Psychology Tomorrow for Kids Today. We can burn the book later. But for right now, we must not have any more cookies because Arthur is going to bring his little grandson over in a few minutes and he will no doubt want lots and lots of cookies.
I just can't imagine Dr. Harmon with a son, much less a grandson.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Dr. Harmon's so, you know...
He is, isn't he?
It's no wonder his son ran away from home.
No, Arthur Jr. didn't run away from home.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not. No, he went up to Canada as a matter of conscience. You see, he was 19 years old and they wanted him to be drafted into the army and go to Vietnam, which Arthur wanted him to do. So, you're right, he ran away from home. Reach for one more cookie and I'll hide you clear a silly.
Nice grandmas.
Well, they get vicious in their sexually declining years.
Oh, I just heard it's the coldest day of the year. Oh, boy. Hot cocoa and cookies.
Pop, be careful. You'll get cookie breath and then nobody will want to kiss you.
I just saw Arthur's car. Did they get back from Canada okay?
Yeah, they got back about an hour ago and Arthur's grandson is with him. They're going to come over just as soon as Arthur sets up the electric freedom train and the bionic flags and the life-size statues of all the American presidents.
Come on, Morbid, you give Arthur a break? I mean, it's the first time he's ever seen his grandson. I guess he wants to impress the little kid. I wonder if he looks like Arthur.
God would not do that to a child. Oh, by the way, Arthur wants us to put out some American flags when he brings his grandson over.
Flags?
Yeah, you know, American flag, Old Glory, Stars and Stripes, Field of Blue, you know, Pride of Our Nation. They make them in Japan.
Maud, I mean, really give Arthur a break. He just wants the boy to see a typical American home.
Hello in there, friendly American neighbors.
Walter, this is for you.
Oh, hi.
Here's Ian, getting his first look at the land of opportunity. Right, champ?
Right, Grandpa.
Ian, say hello to your Auntie Maud and your Uncle Walter.
Hello.
Hi. Very nice to meet you, Ian.
We call him Champ here in America.
Ian, how was your trip from Canada?
Well, it was nice and warm in the car, but very cold when Grandpa made a stop at those historical monuments.
This isn't regular American weather. Usually the weather is just dandy at this time of year. Just dandy.
Well, it's cold in Canada, too.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Canada. You want to talk about America. The Finleys are Americans. See how nice they are? Yes, sir. In America, my boy, everybody's nice. That's because here we're all equal. You see the way they treat me? No bowing and scraping just because I'm a doctor. Here I'm treated just like I'm a normal person.
That is the true test of democracy.
Aren't they cute together? Oh, it brought such a tear to my eye the first time he called Arthur Grandpa. And it really made me laugh the first time he called me Grandma. Because, you know, I'm not his real grandma. Arthur's first wife, Agnes, was his real grandma. He's dead now. So I guess I am his live grandma. She's just his dead grandma. But you know, even if I die, I still won't be his real grandma. I'll just be his... dead step-grandma.
Grandpa, I'm afraid my hinky's getting cold.
Your hinky? Well, a cup of hot cocoa ought to take care of a cold hinky, whatever that is.
Come on, Ian, we'll get some cocoa.
He's quite a kid, isn't he?
Arthur, aren't you overdoing this rah-rah America stuff?
What rah-rah America stuff? You may not be impressed with the land of the free and the home of the brave, but he is.
Oh, come on, Arthur, he's just a little kid. I mean, you're pushing too hard. Get off his hinky.
It's easy for you to say, Marty. You don't have a grandson.
Oh, what's Philip, a tinker toy?
Oh, no, no, well, I mean a new grandson. See, if Ian goes back to Canada and says he would like to live in America, well, you know how parents are. Maybe Arthur Jr. will reconsider and come down here to live. I sure hope so, because I just can't get enough of that young tyke in there. Oh! Oh, no! Help! Don't move him. Somebody call a doctor.
He's all right. He just fell down.
I'm all right. I just fell down.
Are you all right? Did you just fall down?
Is he all right?
Yeah, he just fell down. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. Grandma did it. I mean, his dead grandma.
Oh, hi, Dr. Harmon.
Ah, here's Philip. Philip, this is Ian. Philip is the Findlay's grandson. The Findlays are his grandparents. He lives here, too.
Hi. Hi. Do you want to watch TV with me? I'm not allowed to watch TV in the daytime.
Well, neither am I. Come on.
He's quite a kid, isn't he?
Arthur, tell us about your son.
Well, there's not really much to tell. There's...
Oh, come on, come on. Now, tell us about him. What's he doing, and what did he have to say?
Well, there's nothing to say, really.
Is he coming back? What does he really think about President Carter's amnesty for draft resistors?
Well, we didn't hit on that subject.
Oh? What did you talk about?
Oh, well, mostly man-to-man talk. You know, with the weather, ice hockey, Canadian bacon.
Arthur, you mean you saw your son for the first time in 10 years and you spoke about bacon? I mean, didn't you talk about his being away and how you feel about... I mean, what did you say to each other?
Well, I said, hello, Arthur. He took that pretty well.
Uh-huh. What else?
Then I said, how have you been?
Good. That's all? Didn't he say anything?
Oh, sure he did. He said, Dad, we better have a talk sometime. How about that?
Arthur, what does that mean?
Well, he meant either, I want to apologize, but I don't know how to start, or he meant, we'll talk about it later.
Arthur, why didn't you tell him you love him and you want him to come back home?
I didn't want to be talking in case he wanted to make an apology.
I always forget. Oh, no. Why should he have to apologize?
Vivian, you remember what I told you happened 10 years ago when I called him a coward and a traitor, and I denounced him forever.
Oh, that's why he has to apologize.
He never did in his letters.
Well, Arthur, when you wrote him, maybe you should have explained why you thought he should.
I never wrote to him. That would have been giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Arthur, how could you do this to your own son?
It's for his own good, Marty. If I hadn't been tough, he wouldn't be so glad to...
But you said he's not coming home.
Well, yes, there's that to consider. But I think he's weakening. He'll see the thing differently when he hears what young Ian has to say. Here's my boy.
Grandpa, I want my hinky.
Your hinky?
What's a hinky?
Walter, a hinky's... What's a hinky?
It's Vivian, go over and get his hanky out of the suitcase.
Oh, sure.
No. It's not in the suitcase. It's in the car, in the trunk.
Well, chap, everything's been taken out of the car. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Hinky. That's the name for his pet hamster. I left it in the trunk of the car.
I want my hinky.
I'll go and get it.
I can put your coat on. It's freezing.
I'll just be a second.
Well, Ian, how do you like America so far?
Oh, he loves it. On the way down, we stopped at every historical monument we could.
And tell me, Ian, which was your favorite?
McDonald's.
Ian, why don't you go back upstairs and watch television now, okay?
Arthur, is it? He's not...
Vivian, stop it.
He's dead! You made me put a hickey all alone in the trunk in the dark,
champ,
and now he's dead!
No, champ, he's not dead. I'm a doctor, I know. He's just got a little touch of frostbite.
He's dead! You killed him!
No, champ, I didn't kill him. He'll be all right. Grandpa can cure him, I promise you. Grandpa will cure him. Don't just stand there. Somebody call a hinky doctor.
Dr. Harmon, Ian wants to know the area code for Canada.
There. You see? He's going to tell Arthur Jr. He's going to squeal on his own grandfather.
I'll go talk to him.
Don't let him make the call. Tell him the hamster seems a little better. Doesn't it seem a little better? Its breathing is shallow. Its breathing is very shallow. Is it breathing at all? Yes, it's breathing. See, that's a good sign. That's one of the things we doctors look for.
Will you slow down? It's not your fault.
It is my fault. I made Ian put that hamster in the trunk. I was wrong about everything. I was wrong about the hamster. I was wrong to call my son a coward and a traitor. Even the president was going to pardon them.
The president did pardon them.
Not this president, the real president. He called me a killer, too, just like Ian did.
The president called you a killer?
My son. He said I wanted to murder those people over there. He said I wanted him to murder them.
Arthur, is this what's bothering you, the word murderer? I mean, are you going to let a little word like murderer ruin your... I see what you mean.
Right. That's why this hamster must live. Brandy. We need some brandy.
Oh, I think it's a little early to celebrate.
This is medicinal.
Here.
Oh.
Here.
How do I get him to drink?
How about a little song?
Arthur, how?
Pour it on a cocktail napkin and squeeze it down his throat. Don't you know anything about medicine?
Arthur, what if the hamster dies?
Hush your mouth, Whitey.
No, what if he does?
Stop it.
She's right, Arthur.
He can't die. Don't die, Hinky. I'll get you anything. I'll buy you a pony.
This is ridiculous. Now, a hamster is not that important.
Oh, don't you see? It's not just the hamster. It's the fact that I was wrong.
Arthur!
Twice in 10 years.
Will you talk to him, Walter?
A son doesn't want a father who's wrong.
It's not important whether you're right or wrong.
Oh, yes, it is. That's one thing I learned at home. Don't ever be wrong. I remember I was sitting at the kitchen table. Mother was fixing dinner. Father had just come home from dinner. Father had just come home for dinner from work. I remember his very words. He said, "Son..." He never could remember my name. "Son, if we hung everybody that made the same mistake twice, they wouldn't do that again."
Arthur, come on now. It's not the hamster you're upset about. Don't you think it's time for you and your son to forgive and forget?
I can't forgive him.
No, why not?
He wasn't wrong. I was!
Arthur? Arthur, is this a good sign?
Oh, my God. He's not moving very much. Shake the box a little. Wiggle his legs. Maybe we could tie tiny wires to his paws.
Will you stop that, Arthur? You act as though your son will never speak to you again if a hamster dies. You are not a murderer, Arthur, or anything like that. You are a good, kind person.
I made Ian put that hamster in the trunk.
Because you thought that was the right thing to do. Just like you wanted Arthur Jr. to go into the army because you thought that was the right thing.
In those days, a lot of people thought that was the best thing to do. So what? People are wrong all the time. Smart people, dumb people. Wrong is part of being alive. You don't have to be right to tell Arthur Jr. that you miss him.
What, do you think I'm stupid?
You don't love your father because he's smart.
I did.
What was so smart about your father? He couldn't even remember your name.
Walter.
Arthur, what Walter means is you don't love someone because he's smart or right or perfect. You love your son because he's your son. Oh, sure, there was a time when you disagreed with him, when you just couldn't see things his way. Every father does that, but now that's over, and you love him, and you miss him.
You know, it's almost 10 years ago, and he hasn't changed a bit. He's still tall.
I bet he's a fine young man.
He is. He's a carpenter, did you know that? Always was good with his hands. He could fix anything. At the high school, they used to say, if Arthur Harmon Jr. can't fix it, it's not broken.
Arthur, why don't you call him?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Tell him you miss him.
I don't know. It seems so weak.
Arthur, he is 29 years old. He doesn't need you to be strong. He just needs you. And you need him. Can't you admit that?
Sometimes he gets up in the middle of the night just to look at Arthur Jr.'s picture.
That's just remembering the good times we used to have. He'd hop up and down in his crib when I read him from my medical journals. He'd hold his hands out to me like this. He'd call me Sasa. He couldn't say sir yet. We used to go fishing when he got older. He loved to fish. We used to go ice fishing at this time of the year. We'd probably be out there now cutting holes in the ice out there where the big ones are hiding.
Why don't you call him? Come on, pick up the phone and call him.
I'll bet they have good fishing up in Canada.
Walter, you are the greatest salesman since Jimmy Cranshaw.
Who's that?
My first date in senior high.
Hey, how's our patient doing?
Well, he seems to be doing... Ooh.
Is he ready for another brandy?
I think you can cut him off.
Oh.
No. It can't be. It's not fair. I was feeling so good. I did everything right. He was breathing. He looked better. Didn't he look better?
Poor a hamster.
Grandpa!
Oh, no. What'll I say? Hide the box. Tell him Hinky went out for a walk. Tell him.
Arthur, you have to talk to him.
Did you make Hinky better?
Ian, the hamster is dead. I'm sorry, son. I shouldn't have made you put him in the trunk. I'd give anything to make Hinky come back to life again. Anything.
Don't cry anymore, Grandpa. Please.
I was wrong, Ian. And now Hinky's dead.
It's all right. We can get another hamster, can't we? Just don't cry anymore.
You mean you don't hate me because I was wrong? Huh? He doesn't hate me because I was wrong.
Arthur, don't you have a call to make?
Hey, Ian, I got an idea. Listen, why don't we call up Canada and talk to your dad? What do you say? We can break the news about Hinky. But we can tell him that everybody's fine. We had a good trip down, and we love him very much.
You're not gonna cry, are you? Because that'll just make Daddy cry.
Yeah. We'll try not to cry.
Look, why don't we all go out to the kitchen and have some cocoa and cookies? Oh, and we can read Philip's psychology book. I hear it's really dirty.
Hello, Arthur? It's your dad. How's everything, son?